The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Rolene, is that I see you over there with your partying shoes on?
Almost have my partying shoes on. We're just seeing out the end of what has been a very emotional day for us all, a very, very heavy day for us. But we are just over an hour away of lighting the independence torch and welcoming in Yom Ha'atzma'ut. And it's particularly special this year because we are celebrating 70 years of Israeli independence, and you can be sure that there will be massive parties around the country starting literally in about an hour from now. So as we move through this incredibly mournful and somber day into the highlight of the year, which is, and the party of the year, which is Yom Ha'atzma'ut, it really is an incredible feeling to be in Israel at this time of the year. I always love these national holidays. They are very, very special, very, very moving. And as I was saying on air this morning, that the more I'm here, the more emotional these days get. And when you live here in your daily reality is facing what we face, and we are all too aware of the threats that we face on our borders, especially now, both in the north and in the south, to take some time out to really appreciate what we have, even though it has come at a tremendous, tremendous price, 23,645 fallen soldiers, police and security, and 3,134 victims of terror. To look at our achievements over the last 70 years, to see our contribution to the world, to see what our ancient homeland has become in its modern incarnation, is something truly, truly remarkable and spectacular and really worth celebrating.
And of course, Rolene, it is the big 7-0 today. I don't think we're going to have to stop referring to Israel as like the young democracy, you know. At 70, you can start getting a pension.
Betach, you can start getting a pension. And I must say that at 70, without any Botox or facelifts or anything, she is looking more attractive than she ever has before. And I don't think it's about necessarily the pensions she is receiving, Benji, but she is receiving a lot of investment. So perhaps that is the great gift that we are giving this lady this year. I think recent stats from Netanyahu had it at 1/5 of the world's investment in areas such as cyber are all being given to the state of Israel, which if you consider our size, we really, really punch bigger than our size. We might be bantam weights compared to other countries, but really we are punching bigger than our weight.
And what kind of special stuff is happening for the 70th year? I mean, if you've been going to Israel in the last few months, you would have seen people having parties and special events and musicians and cultural things going on, and just like really unique and different things for the 70th year. Have you seen anything that stood out for you, Rolene?
Well, absolutely. All over the country, we've seen great parties, great achievements. I think for me, what's very special this year, as many of you know, I'm a member of WITSO, very, very proud member of WITSO, and one of our projects is receiving a prize from the Ministry of Education. It's a top prize, and especially in this our 70th year, it's a tremendous, tremendous honor for us. Every single city is going to have a massive party soon. We have Israeli singers and entertainers in every city. The stages up in Modi'in, the stages up in Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, all over the country. Our programming on TV is going to change. We are looking forward to seeing who's going to light the independence torches for our 70th year. And it usually includes a mixture of Israeli society. Of course, the highlight of this year will be the moving of the American embassy to our capital, Jerusalem, as well as countries like Guatemala and Honduras indicating that they are going to be following suit. But for me, the annual highlight is the flyover from our Israeli Air Force tomorrow. And being our 70th year, it's going to be bigger and better and loads more planes. So I will have my spot on the beach tomorrow, and I am waiting in great anticipation to see the annual military flyover.
And it's a bit of a national bride day as well. The smoke billows over the country as people light up.
Well, of course, a cloud of smoke, the good kind, not the kind we've seen in recent weeks, flows over the country. It smells tantalizingly like braai or a la Aisha, as we call it here. And the forests will be filled with people. The beaches will be filled with people. People have a la Aisha at home. And I think by about 4 o'clock tomorrow, we will all be in an absolute food coma.
Well, enjoy it. Sounds like a lot of fun. But unfortunately, there is some serious stuff going on at the moment, Ro. Particularly the question of if Israel is going to have to face off Iran in Syria.
Well, Israel is preparing for some kind of cross-border attack by the Iranian Revolutionary Guards in response to a alleged airstrike that was carried out by Israel against Iranian-operated air bases in Syria that killed 7 of its soldiers. We are predicting that the attack could possibly come in the form of precision-guided missiles or drones that could be launched from a base in Syria by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard or by their proxies. And we know that there are proxies like Hezbollah, like various other terror groups that operate in Syria. And they have been warned that any kind of action against Israel coming from Syria will be responded to in the absolute harshest terms possible. And there is concern that Iran has seriously increased the scope of their military relationship under the Assad regime. And so this is something that we are preparing for. And thank goodness that we have a very, very vigilant intelligence community and a very, very vigilant Israel Defense Forces and Air Forces.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, something which has been getting a lot of international play at the moment on our station, and if you look at various of the news sites, Polish right-wingers want to sue President Rivlin.
Yes, this is coming off President Rivlin's speech last week, marking Yom HaShoah. He did, after he spoke very, very movingly at Yad Vashem here, he went to Poland to lead the March of the Living. And he said, which is actually in contravention to the proposed legislation, where you cannot say that Poland was complicit in any way in the Shoah, our president said that we are a nation that remembers our memory as patient. Engraved in our memory are those who murdered and then inherited, and those who after the war that ended thought that Jewish blood was cheap and forsaken, and so they slaughtered those Jews who returned to their home. Now, the ultra-right wing takes exception to this, and a far-right Polish activist, Krzysztof Bozak, has actually said that Rivlin's remarks are unacceptable and suggested that he should be sued. You know, Rivlin went on in his speech to say that this happened with Ukrainians, and yes, it happened also with Poles, and you know, if anybody has studied Holocaust history, we can see the various pogroms carried out by Poles against Jews who had returned to their various cities. We cannot forget the Kielce pogrom, where I think it was quite a number of Holocaust survivors were persecuted and some killed. And we can't forget the events of 1968, where a number of Jews were also persecuted and some were killed. So very, very strong words from our president. And I would be very curious to see if the far right have any kind of suit against him.
Yeah, certainly. And the other thing, we actually covered this as well on the show, is that the British Parliament has decided to debate anti-Semitism as Labour MPs give accounts of harassment they faced for fighting it.
Well, this is quite horrific. As you said, we've been given a lot of airtime to covering the situation in the Labour Party in the United Kingdom and how this is progressing and what is happening with Jeremy Corbyn, who interestingly enough has asked for investigations into whether or not Assad actually dropped chemical weapons on his civilians, which is, you know, it's quite an incredible statement when you consider the genocide that Assad has perpetrated against his civilians. Nevertheless, we are very, very familiar with accusations and incidents of anti-Semitism within the Labour Party. And yesterday, members of the Labour Party who have stood up to growing anti-Semitism within the ranks of the Labour Party debated it in Parliament. And John Mann, who is a Labour MP, said that he didn't expect for this kind of harassment to be carried out against his family. He is not Jewish. And he said, you know, I didn't expect when I took on this voluntary cross-party role for my wife to be sent a Labour Marxist anti-Semite, a dead bird through the post. I didn't expect my son, after an Islamic death threat, to open the door in the house on his own as a schoolboy to the bomb squad. Various other MPs, both Jewish and non-Jewish, testified as to the harassment that they had or have been facing for standing up against anti-Semitism in the Labour Party, and calls for Ken Livingstone, the former mayor of London, who said that Hitler was a Zionist. Members of the parliament cheered when somebody recommended that he be thrown out of the Labour Party.
Well, that sounds great and not a bad way to end off our Israel report for today. Rolene, go get verschnickert. It is Puza Wednesday, after all.
And it's Puza Tzmaot. I mean, I'm not driving anywhere, so I'm making whiskey Thursday, whiskey Wednesday.
Glad to hear it. And unless you're slightly babalust tomorrow, we will have you back on the Israel report.
I think I stand more of a chance of being babalust by all the food I could be consuming tomorrow rather than the alcohol. But I'll ask everybody to join me in saying to this really special lady, Chag Ha'atzmaut Sameach le'Yisrael, 70 spectacular years, and here's to many, many, many more in safety and security.
Absolutely, and we'll be chatting to you again tomorrow. That is Rolene Marks with our Israel report.